What up, bad friends? We got new merch. Look at this, huh? The Bottoms of Turtle Island available now for pre-order only for this week for bad friends. Monday through Friday, then that's it, a limited run. This is also what the sweater looks like. We got a sweater and the t-shirt here of the Bottoms of Turtle Island. If you're a fan of the film, which I know so many of you are, pre-order it right now. Look down in the merch bar down below or just go to badfriendsmerch.com to pre-order this just for this week only, and then it's gone. Badfriendsmerch.com. Go there, pre-order it 1 week, and then it's gone. Also, come see me live, andrewsantino.com. Come check me out. I'm on the road. Bobo is not, but I am. I'm going to be in Atlantic City at the end of the month. Then I go to Houston. Then I go to Madison and Boston and Nashville. We're going all over the place. So go to andrewsantino.com for them. Tickets, baby.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
Dude, I'm an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I want to introduce, you know what? Why don't, Rudy, you introduce our fill-in for the day, our fill-in guest. Go ahead, Rude. this will be great.
welcome, everybody. Mm-hmm. This is Dennis Pepis.
Dennis Pepis. That's
here
me.
He is. Dennis Pepis.
Hi, I'm Dennis Pepis.
Do you know who this is?
I know his first name is Chris.
Chris?
Yes.
What's his last name?
Begins with a D.
Don't. That's gross. Don't do that. Don't go there. Begins with a D. No.
You're not Chris D'Elia.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, no.
This is Chris
Stefano.
Stefano. Hi, how are you?
Hi,
nice to see you.
Welcome to the
Denver.
Bad Friends house.
Thank you. I want to say, Rudy, I apologize. The last time I was in here,
I gave everybody COVID,
and yep. I farted a lot. And I just want to say I apologize for that.
Remember how repulsed you were? He sat between us, and he ate cake. You brought cake.
I brought cake from the bakery across the street, whatever it's called.
Oh, cutie pootsie pudding pie.
Cutie pootsie in my ass, yeah.
Cutie pootsie pudding pie, and now he's here today. But today we really want, more than anything, Rudy to take over the show because Tito Bobby is gone. Yes. And I want her to kind of drive the engine today.
And Tito Bobby is gone, I've heard forever on the news. Mm-hmm. Yes. That yeah. There was a crisis that he's out.
Do you know what happened in Hungary? Did you hear?
No.
He broke the quarantine rules. And which I'm, you know, I'm not surprised. And he went out to go get a video game. They told him not to leave the hotel. He got a video game. Mm-hmm. And now he's in Hungary jail.
Yes.
Oh.
And yep. It's not good for him because if you know anything about history, is the Mongolians with Genghis Khan had really a lot. They really ravaged through Hungary. And anybody who looks mildly Mongolian, which Bobby, I would say, looks moderately Mongolian.
Mild to medium
Mongol in
yeah.
MMM.
Yeah.
There's a lot of retribution there, rightfully so, from what happened. So Bobby, I don't know if he'll make it out of the Hungarian jail alive.
Probably not.
TBH.
So do you want to send a message to Tito Bobby? Because we're going to try to send this to Hungary. So why don't you send a message to Tito Bobby? We can send this to him in Hungary.
Hi, Tito Bobby. Mm. I hope you're okay. I hope the video game was worth it.
Yep.
I know you said that you were really lonely there.
Yeah.
And I hope that you're okay. And I think Lila is still mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
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 It does seem like she doesn't even know him. The more I hear her talk about him on this show, it's almost yeah. like it's a guy she's never met before.
And what is it? It's her uncle?
Well, it's Kalila's niece, you know, niece's boyfriend.
What's the relationship?
You got
again?
It.
I'm sorry. Kalila's
niece. This is Kalila's niece.
That is Kalila's niece.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And
okay.
And Bobby is, I mean, I guess they're technically married. Yeah, they're common law. Do you know that? In California, if you live together for, look up common law California. I think it's if you live in the same residence for 7 years, you're common law married, which means if they split, like the house,
yeah,
they'd have to split it. Common law. There's not in California. They don't recognize common law.
So he's good. He can get out.
He's good. He could get out. Does not have a common law marriage. Unmarried couples who have been together for an extended period of time do still have some rights. So she would have some rights.
Some rights.
Well, if it ended, Tito Bobby and what is it? What's auntie again?
Ate Kalila.
I know. I thought there was a word for auntie.
Tita.
Tita.
And it's Filipino.
Yeah, it's Filipino.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because I work a lot. When I was a physical therapist, I work a lot with Filipino.
You did?
In New York, at least, many of the healthcare professionals are Filipinos.
Are they?
Most of them are, especially physical therapists. Hmm. A lot. I would say when I was working for the New York City Board of Ed, there was me, there was an Indian woman, and then there was like six or seven Filipinos.
Really?
Yes.
Can you name some of these people by the first name?
There was Arwin, Catherine.
Catherine.
Arwin, Catherine.
Yep.
Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah. The one guy's name was Bobby, but you would say Bobby. There was Manny, of course.
Manny?
And yeah.
Sure he wasn't. That wasn't just a Puerto Rican kid who got
no.
in. Was like, I'm Filipino.
No. You know what? Now that I'm thinking back, I think it might have actually been Manny Pacquiao. I think. and then we would go to. There was a fast food place, a Filipino fast food place called Jolly something.
Jolly B.
Jolly B.
They love Jolly
B. So they have them in Los Angeles. Yeah. Okay, so we would go to the one, and there was one in Jersey City. And I remember for Arwin's birthday, that's what I got him. I got him a whole thing of Jolly B and a rooster. And they liked it.
That's what they like.
Yeah, a live rooster.
Why do you guys like Jolly B? We've talked about it on this show, but I really can't figure it out. It just reminds you of the homeland.
Yeah. And the chicken is really good.
It's very good.
It's not like Chick-fil-A chicken.
Yeah.
Though. You don't need to, Chick-fil-A chicken's better, isn't it?
I've never tried Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
Filipino people are the kindest, I personally think, the kindest type of Asian.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
Japanese.
I don't know many Japanese in New York. Japanese is more out here.
That's out here.
But Filipino, to me, Filipino people are the kindest Asian.
Right.
At least in New York. If I've met a Japanese person... from Japan.
Yeah, from Japan.
I would.
You would like them more.
I would like them more.
She'll tell you, their Filipinos can be mean.
Really?
It depends, but.
She can be mean.
Hold up your hands, Rudy, if you don't mind. Very small hands. You have bigger hands for a Filipino person, but most of the Filipino people I worked with had very small hands. That's why they were good at physical therapy, because they could get their small fingers
really
inside
in.
The muscles and behind the bones. And I remember Miss Catherine said to me once, I said, what's the key for you to being such a good physical therapist? And she said, small Filipino hands.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said. Yeah. And she said, your hands too big.
Rudy is a giant in the Philippines.
Very giant.
She's 5'7".
5'5".
5'5".
How
same
old
thing.
Are you, Rudy?
I'm 19.
46.
19 years old. Mm-hmm. So 19 years old. So there are, it's getting to the point now where you will be expected to, in the Filipino family, to start to marry children coming up or not, or more, they're more new school.
No, I don't want to have kids.
She hates kids.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want children.
And we're supporting that.
We support that.
Because we also don't want her to start dating guys. That's like a big no-no. She's going away to college. We're getting scared.
I
want to
date guys.
No. No.
You want to date guys?
Rudy, we went over this. No. No. It's just not going to happen. We're going to arrange a marriage for her. We talked about it. When she's 30, and we're going to arrange it. We're going to put it all together. Fancy's going to be the little ring boy.
Great.
You know? Pete is obviously going to be the flower girl.
Sure.
Bobby is going to be best man. I'm going to be bridesmaid.
Yes.
Because...
Yes.
I want my day.
Yes.
And we're going to arrange the marriage. She's going to be 30 years old, and the wedding is going to take place in Riverside, California.
Riverside, California.
Inland Empire. Yeah. We want in the IE. Because we want trucker hats and flatbeds and bros.
That's beautiful.
And so, Sublime. The whole Sublime is the song that we're going to play. All the Sublime songs.
Great.
Yeah. They're going to, Santeria is the first dance.
Yeah. I'll also come to the wedding. By that time, I would be about 50. I should be about 3-4 years in a wheelchair by then.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Do you really feel like you're getting old like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
no, I
sad.
Just feel like, I just feel like with me.
It's catching up.
It's not that it's catching up, but I just feel like I'm destined to have some type of cerebrospinal injury.
I didn't know where you were going. That's so... Yeah, you do. You probably will get paralyzed.
Yes.
At some point.
At some point.
No, Rudy, you can start dating, and we're just so nervous about it. Because I feel like you're like part of my family now, and I just don't like the idea of boys in college and parties.
Because
but you're not going to be out partying. You're going to be still living at home, right?
Yeah, but I also want to party.
But Rudy, what's your dream school?
Dream college?
I don't have.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Okay. DeVry or?
Phoenix Online is what
Phoenix
I think we're
going to
do. Yeah, PhDU. Okay.
I can go to any school.
I want you to go to Pepperdine.
Ooh, did you hear what she just
said? Pepperdine.
I can go to any school.
Because do you have good grades?
I guess.
She's very smart.
Now she
ask her any school question.
I'm not smart.
Any school question, she's very smart. Seriously.
What's the capital of the Philippines?
There you go.
It's Manila.
Manila.
There
that's
you go.
Easy. Give her another one.
Okay.
Look at
okay.
Look at how good she is. Go. Anything.
Any question.
Anything from school.
Anything from school. And not even American history. Just any school.
Well,
question.
American history. She did have to study American
okay.
history.
How many planets are there? And can you name them?
That's not American, but yeah.
Well, we discovered space. Americans discovered outer space.
Do you know the acronym for all the planets?
No.
What is it? My very...
I don't know what it is. I just know them.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, let's see. Mercury, Venus, my very...
Something mother.
Earth, my very Earth.
My very astute mother.
Well, astute's with an A.
Astute?
Astute.
A-S-T-U-T-E?
Yes. Astute.
Astute. Look up the acronym of the planets. My very yeah. astute mother or something like... My very...
Because...
I don't know what it is. Acronym. Have you never heard of this? You guys didn't do this in school?
No.
Planet acronym. My very educated mother, see,
just served
us noodles.
Racist.
That is extremely racist.
Racist.
That is extremely racist.
And I want to say on behalf of the white community, I apologize for an acronym like that. That is horrible that a white woman did that.
You
that
see they what they did?
Served us noodles.
Educated mother, meaning like, yeah. Oh, she's book smart. She must be an Asian mom. Noodle. That's how
noodles.
They did that.
That's horrible. Disgusting.
That's repulsive, WikiHow.
Disgusting. There are many other N foods.
Yeah, go ahead.
My very educated mother served us Nutella.
Nutella. That's why you're a 36 waist.
I love sugar. It's a hazelnut treat.
Rudy, let's do an acronym for you. Let's see what your acronym would be for Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Mm-hmm. Although, didn't we we went back and forth on Mars for a while, didn't we?
No, not Mars. What do you mean Mars? Like if it's a planet or not?
If it's habitable.
If it's inhabitable, but we, you know, Pluto.
Pluto is around.
Was
we
thrown
kicked it
off.
Out. Yeah. Well, good. We don't
know.
So
what would it be? What was it when we were kids? It would be my very, because now they're missing Pluto. So it'd say my very educated mother served us noodles, pussy.
Noodle.
Exactly. Maybe that's how you remember the Pluto.
That's how. They had no problem dropping it off the end.
No.
My very erotic mother.
Yes.
Just served us pussy.
Just sucked. How about my very erotic mother just
sucked
you.
Us. Just sucked us.
Just sucked us. Nice.
Nice.
That's the one. Okay, Rudy. So that's what it is.
My very erotic mother just sucked us.
Nice.
How disgusting.
So you go to Pepperdine and you tell them that.
See what they say in Malibu. Oh, my buddy told me such a funny story because when you said Japanese man at the beginning of this, it reminded me. Mm-hmm. You know, because when you put man after something, it's racist now. You know?
What do you mean?
Well, you can't say like China man is racist.
No, you
right?
can't say that.
Right. That's racist.
Right.
But my friend had a driver was taking him to this job and he was in London and the British guy was like, you know, he's talking about America and talking about PC culture and whatever.
Oh, hello, America.
Yeah, in America. And my buddy's just sitting there nodding off, just like, yeah, whatever. And he goes, I mean, you can't even say Chinaman anymore. And my buddy's like, no, I don't think you can.
Yeah.
And he goes, but why not? He goes, I don't think they like it. And he goes, yeah, but look, he's from China, isn't he? Yeah. He's Chinese. He's a man from China. China man. I'm from England. I'm a man. I'm an Englishman. And he goes, yeah, but I think it's that they don't like it. He goes, what if some Englishmen don't like to be called Englishmen? He's like, I think you guys got to make a big thing about it, and then it'll get more
yeah.
attention.
So let's make a big thing right now because I actually just found out recently through Ancestry.com that I am, I think, 8% English.
No.
Offended by what you just, the accent you just did, offended.
Sorry, I apologize.
Offended.
Well, I'm sorry. I take it
okay.
all back.
Yes.
And I should work on, I'm trying to work on my accents because I'm watching the Drive to Survive, the Formula One show.
Oh,
on
me
Netflix.
Too. Dude, I'm in season two. Let me tell you something.
Do
I
you
can't
ever watch
you
this?
That.
Do you know what F1 is?
No.
You've never heard of it before? It's race cars. Look up, pull up F1, Pete, so she can see what they look like.
I didn't know a thing about, I've been here for 2 months in LA. When I got to LA, I didn't know a thing about this. Now I cannot, I would pay, do you want to go to the one in Miami?
Look at how bad he is at Googling.
What are you doing?
It's fucking like kites. I mean, Pete, what? Jesus Christ. God, Pete, he brings up kites. Like,
do you mean F1 kiting competition in Long Beach every year? No, Pete!
Yeah, F1 cars. That's what they look. Have you ever seen these before? And yes, I do want to go.
It's in Miami. Yeah. The Grand Prix is in Miami at the end of this year.
Well, you know, there usually is one in Long Beach, and I've been to the one in Long Beach.
Like the one with all these big-time drivers.
Yeah, F1 is in Long Beach. Yeah, they did one.
So let me understand something, though, real quick. Okay. Because watching that documentary, and maybe if this is too esoteric inside stuff, if it is, I'll be quick. But like Mercedes and who's the other one who always wins?
Well, Ferrari. For a long Mercedes time, it was just Mercedes and Ferrari. But McLaren is doing pretty well.
But they are. But it feels like, at least in this Netflix thing, it's like it's impossible to beat Mercedes and Ferrari. It's not fair. Like, sports is fair in the sense of, yes, some team can get better players, but literally, they are in better machines.
Yeah.
It's almost like Mercedes and Ferrari allowed to use steroids and nobody else can.
Correct.
So for me, it's a little bit of a disconnect where I'm like, they're not all in fair machines.
Well, technically, I mean, all the standards have to be the same, right? So they all have to meet the same kind of standard. You can't go like, you couldn't have an engine that would have so much more power than the other engines. I mean, tweaks make them performance better, but like there's standards of what they have to meet. Yeah, it couldn't be like one guy driving a Honda CRV versus a Ferrari Testarossa. You know, you can't like, there's a level that all these cars kind of have to meet. They have to fall in these qualifications, both for like design of the cars and both for the weight and the engine output and all that stuff. It has to meet specifications.
Because Mercedes and Ferrari, it seems like they're always winning, though. Is that just because they're Lewis Hamilton and the other guys?
Well, Lewis Hamilton is...
He's just a superior driver.
He's one of the greatest drivers of all time.
Right.
I mean, I think some people would say he might be the greatest F1 driver.
And I mean what a handsome devil.
Gorgeous. Do you know who this guy is? Man. Lewis Hamilton? Look him up.
What if Lewis Hamilton
right there
would like to take Rudy
picture.
Out on a date? Would that be okay?
Would you go on a date with someone like Lewis? I don't even know how old he is.
How old is he?
I think he might be in his 30s, but he gets paid $30 million a year to drive a car.
$30 million to
drive
a car.
He's driving race cars.
Is he cute to you?
Yeah, but he's so old.
He's old. And that's how we feel with her. Yeah. We're old.
Yeah.
We're old.
Yeah.
He's not old. He's like 30 years old. But to her, she's like, he's old and gross.
And I mean, we're disgusting then to you. I'm 36 repulsive. And Andrew's 37. Actual, truly hideous.
I don't need it for me because I already know, Rudy. But on a scale of 1 to 10, our guest today, as a guy, looks-wise, what is he looks-wise? Like old man, you go, oh, that old guy, he's like a what out of 10? 5. Yeah. I knew that was coming. I could feel that. Yeah. That's what you are.
Even with the smile.
Doesn't matter. The smile makes it less, maybe. 4.5.
Okay. Try this then.
How about now, Rude?
4.
Yeah, it got worse. I could feel that.
What about when I'm sipping a drink?
3.
2.
Yeah, it's gone down. It's going way down.
A 2?
Yeah.
What about side profile?
Oh my God, it's even worse.
0.
0. Yeah, you just keep plummeting to the bottom.
I got some points.
When you're dead on, not smiling, not eating or drinking, you actually look okay.
So who's a handsome comedian to you?
Oh my God, we went
Pete Davidson?
This.
No. No, okay.
I like John Mulaney.
She likes John Mulaney.
Well, taken by another Asian.
No, he's divorced.
No, he's with Olivia Munn. It's all over the news. He came out, he's dating Olivia Munn. This is like, he left his wife.
I'm not up to date.
Yeah, well, you know.
Wait a minute. This just happened. Didn't he just go to rehab and get a divorce?
And now he's with Olivia Munn. It's kind of like... It was one of those things. I was sitting with Jasmine, my girlfriend, who's like 8 months pregnant, and she said the same thing. She was like, wasn't John Mulaney? She's like, I thought that he was in rehab, and like he always talks about his wife. And I was like, yeah, but you know... because she saw on the New York Post and she was like, and now he's out with Olivia Munn. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, hell no.
Oh,
she like said that.
No.
She said that for like, she was like, if I was John Mulaney's
ex-wife,
she was like, I would be in his face like, you ain't walking around with this half Asian bitch in front of me. You know, like, let me just be honest on the record. I don't care what it says. I mean, Olivia Munn. She is, I mean, vixen beautiful. She is going to ruin his life.
Yeah.
And he thought drug rehab was
he's
bad?
He's going back to rehab.
Yeah, it's going to get bad. But I mean, sign me up. I mean, I'd love to ruin my life with actually Olivia Munn or John Mulaney. He's a hottie. I agree with Rudy.
I'm going to go with Mulaney on this one over Olivia Munn. I'd pick him over
hold
her.
Him down and break him.
Well, because you can control him.
Yeah, I'd like to control him.
He's definitely not a type A.
Yeah, like if he starts, you know, coming around, I'll slap him around. I say, John.
Well, what do you get? You want to hang out and have sex?
I grab him by the throat and I say, John, you shut up and you kiss me softly on the lips right now. Fucking do it. Fucking do it.
He's like, well, I guess I will.
You like that? Go ahead. Put on my underwear.
Upstart. Upstart, baby. You're carrying a credit card balance month after month. You're not the only one. Bob and I have talked about this. We both had a lot of credit card debt when we first started comedy, and we were both broke.
I don't know about you, Andrew, but I dread looking at my credit card statement every month.
Mm.
And I don't blame myself. Upstart can lift that weight off of my shoulders so that you can finally feel the relief of being free of credit card debt.
It's a fast and easy way to pay off your credit card debt with a personal loan, all done online. If you're paying it off, you're consolidating high interest or funding personal expenses. Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple, fixed, one monthly payment.
And unlike other lenders, guys, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score. I mean, come on, there's more to it, all right? Like your income and employment history. This means they can offer smarter rates with trusted partners.
It's a five-minute online check. You can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 and $50,000. That's a lot. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payment today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends.
That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided by your loan application. Go to upstart.com/badfriends.
Blue Chew.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, it's been a hell of a year. Personally, I feel like I've aged 12 years over the past 12 months. And if you're like me, you're feeling like your age more than you used to. Especially in the bedroom.
Is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form.
And it's a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all the forms of ED. Look, a lot of guys have ED, erectile dysfunction. You shouldn't be embarrassed about it. Some people struggle. It's not that big of a deal. Millions of people suffer from this. Who cares? Chew something and get all the blood flow down in the basement to get that thing a zoom zooming. All right? You don't like swallowing pills? No problems. You can chew it. And the process to get these things is very simple. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA, which Bob loves, and they ship direct.
I love America. Red, white, and red.
Red, white, and blue, baby. It's cheaper than a pharmacy. All you got to do is try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. It's nothing. So go to bluechew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS to receive your first month for free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. I like John Mulaney. I think he's a very funny dude. The one thing I found very strange was he did like all these that Netflix thing he did with all the kids.
Yes.
I was like, who is this for?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's just here's why. I like him. I think he's a very funny dude.
He's an undeniably talented guy.
Yeah, but also it's weird when you do a kid's show when you don't have kids. I'm always if you're a guy. If you're a girl like Tiffany Haddish talking to dumb young kids,
fine.
Funny. Funny.
Fine. Yeah.
John Mulaney doing a play, kind of like a theater play with kids.
Right.
Who doesn't physically have kids. I'm always like,
Right. Really? I don't think, it's one of those things where I don't think that it's anything necessarily inappropriate. That's what I was going to get to. I think that it's just like there's a part of his brain that's a little like weird.
Yeah, because if you have kids and you do a kids show, Sandler was like,
yeah.
Yeah, people talk shit. I started making kids movies because I have kids now.
I made
movies for my kids.
Well, that's the thing is, if I was in Adam Sandler's position or even a John Mulaney's position, I had the ability, I would probably make a kid show only because the entertainment I'm watching 90% of my day is children's stuff with
all
my
day.
Kids. So it's like, it's not even for them. It's just, that's where my mind is in that zone. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about, okay, children's books, children's stuff, like
right.
animation, because that's all I watch.
So maybe he was watching a lot of kids stuff.
Maybe he's
on his downtime. Yeah. He just loved kids stuff.
Well, he's, because a lot of white guys who like, are into anime and all that stuff. They also have an Asian fetish. And here
Always.
You go.
Yeah.
It's Olivia Munn.
Yeah, that's why is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's white guys, really nerdy white guys love Asian stuff and really nerdy black guys. Nerdy black guys. Ron Funches has had a great joke. Like he said, every young nerdy black kid wants to be Japanese.
Right.
And I think
what's the reason for that, you think?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Why do young black kids want to be Japanese? Young Maybe that's the name of the episode.
Ron said young black nerdy kids want to be Japanese.
I'm gonna make a statement and say all young black men want to be Japanese.
I feel it. I mean, the Wu-Tang Clan, what was that about?
What was that about? Tiger Woods?
What was that about?
What was that about?
So if Olivia Munn breaks up with Mulaney, you'd think you'd be interested in him. And you know, he's also old compared to what you're
talking
about.
He's older than me. He's older than us. He has a lot more money than us.
What is he, 40?
No, he's like 30. He's our age. He's 36, 37.
Oh, wow.
He started stand-up when he was 15, 16 years old.
He's fucking killing it. That's killing insane. It. Good I for know. Him, dude.
Good for him. I'm driving a Nissan Armada.
It's a Nissan Marauder, isn't it?
I thought it was a Nissan Your Mama.
Your Mama. 38 years old.
What's his birthday? August 26th?
Yeah.
Guess who else's birthday is August 26th? Paul Anthony DiStefano.
That's right.
Moi.
You share a birthday.
He's exactly 2 years older than me and exactly $100 million ahead of me.
At least.
Yeah, he's a whole F1 sports team ahead of me.
Who else is... Type in famous people's birthday.
I know one.
August 26th.
Macaulay Culkin.
Really?
Macaulay Culkin, August 26th. Let's see if famous August 26th birthdays, if mine even pop. I don't even think I'm on the... I'm not even on the...
You'll never make
notable alumni from my high school.
No. Oh, you're not?
I'm not.
Okay, look at this. Ooh. Wait, do you know some of these people, Rudy? Little Tekka? You know Little Tekka up top?
No. Who's Little Tekka?
You don't know Little Tekka?
Who's Little Tekka?
He does that song.
Which one?
It's me, Little Tekka. I'm just hanging out.
You don't know that song?
Oh, yeah.
It's me, Little Tekka. I'm just hanging out. Boop, it's boop. Me, Little Tekka. I'm just hanging out.
Yes.
And then his friends in the background are just like, we with Little Tekka and we just hanging out. You don't know that song?
Yes, I have heard that song.
It was in Mulaney's kid show.
Oh, okay.
James Harden, also same birthday. That's dope.
Wow, Macaulay that's Culkin. Good.
All the these, beard, fear
Chris
the beard.
Pine.
Chris Pine, handsome.
Handsome. Mother Teresa.
Whoa.
Mother Teresa. That's King, a big one.
King Sid, who didn't learn how to smile at a young age and just kept that.
Yes.
Melissa McCarthy, she's dope.
Look at all the August 26ers.
I cannot believe you didn't make it.
I didn't make it.
Keep going down. Let's see how many other people. Oh, yeah. Wow. And these are okay, this is just nobody at some point. Look at Colin TV. Zoom in on Colin TV. You got beat. No, bottom left. You got beat up by Colin TV.
His name's Colin TV.
That's his full name.
That's his full name, yeah.
Yeah.
And I lost.
Colin TV. This guy's more famous than you.
Let's check your birthday. Let's see if you made the list.
All right. Famous people on October 26th.
Exact way you put it in.
Just type it into that very site, Pete.
Yeah.
That's what that site
is.
Yeah,
pull up more kites.
Pull up more kites. That's what Pete's just gonna. October 16th. Let's see who the famous. And then we have to do Rudy Rude.
Yeah.
I actually know some of these because John Mayer and I have texted.
Bryce Harper.
Yes.
You made it?
No, I didn't make it. I just like Bryce. Okay, wait a minute.
Okay.
Like, zoom into Jay Fred. That guy is more famous than me? Jay Fred?
He might have a bunch of YouTube followers.
Is that our business manager?
Yes.
That guy looks like a guy that works for me.
Yeah.
Jay Fred. All right, zoom out. Let's see who else. I know John Mayer because we've talked about it. Who else? I mean, there's a bunch of nobodies.
Who's Ila Fedorovic? And he is not 25. That's a lie.
No, he's a 38-year-old man.
This guy's in his mid-60s.
Right, but when you're Russian, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Look at the girl that's dead is more famous than me.
Oh, my God. She died young. Oh,
she died
to
last
hear that.
Year. Rest in peace, Ashley Ross. I didn't know anything about her. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Look, here's Terry TV.
Terry
now.
TV, right. You had Colin TV.
Yeah, you got Terry TV. Manute Bol.
Wait, Manute Bol is on my birthday?
Yeah, go down.
Zoom out.
You got beat by Manute Bol. Look.
But I love Manute. And
too.
Flea, by the way.
Flea's pretty cool.
Flea's cool. Who
Manute
else?
Manute Bol's dead too? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he died in 2010.
Jesus.
For being too
you didn't
dope.
Make it. You and I didn't make it.
What's your birthday, Rudy? Let's see if you made it.
Let's see.
God, if you're on this, I'm going to be I'm walking out of this studio. She does. Dude, you know, every time I ask it, what's your birthday, Rudy, so he can search?
November 9.
November 9. So every time I'm doing shows afterwards, I'm, you know, like if I'm toying around with the crowd and I'm check drop and I'm asking questions, I'm like, let's have a chat because sometimes you just can't do meet and greets.
I get it.
And every time the question is about her. Is Rudy going to stay on the show?
Yeah.
We love Rudy so much.
Yeah.
Dude, she has 70,000 Instagram followers. That's more than most people in comedy that we know.
Yeah, more people would kill to ever. I know when I wear this sweatshirt, people come up to me and be like, oh, Rudy, do you know Rudy? Because it says Rudy's Knives on the back.
That's so annoying.
I said, yes, she doesn't want to be with anyone, and she wants no children.
She wants no children, and she hates people.
Yeah, and she's going to Pepperdine.
Uh-oh, French Montana is on your birthday?
Oh.
Huh? That's what he says. Huh? and Jerry Perp drank. Ooh, Jerry Perp drank. There I like that he has a really white guy nerd name and Perp drank is his last name.
Look at this, Cringe Carter.
That's what his frat called him.
Oh, God, he looks like a dick.
He's like, hey, what's up? It's me fucking French Carter, dude. Fucking SAE for life, Dougie. Scroll down. Who else is on there?
Chris Jericho.
Ooh, Nick Lachey has the same birthday as you. You don't even know who that is.
You don't know who that is? You've never heard of 98 Degrees?
She's 19, dude. That was like, that was when we were fucking 19.
What about the Backstreet Boys are NSYNC?
I've heard of those two.
But you don't, like, care.
Crazy.
Like, who was, oh, you know, how about this? How about this? Me and Andrew did podcast with somebody from Fifth Harmony. Does that excite you?
Oh, yeah.
No, she says even no. Fifth Harmony, she doesn't care. Still. That's too old.
Oh, my God. Third one in on the first row.
Cisco.
Baby, make your booty go.
Oh. That thong, 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 thong.
Do you know what the thong song is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's great. Go down. Oh, Hedy Lamarr. Oh, my God. Do you know anything about Hedy Lamarr?
Hedy Lamarr, yeah, that's Snow White.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
So Hedy Lamarr created, she was a very famous actress, but at the same time was the one that created a frequency hopping.
Yes.
Literally created frequency hopping that our fucking military ended up using, and she didn't get credit for it for years.
Yes.
This is very, doesn't mean anything to anybody, but she was really smart, and she was a cool actress, but she was like, I'm not just pretty, I'm smart. She created this frequency hopping where
yes,
radios could communicate with each other on different channels.
Yes.
And she was fucking, she
and
was
she
very
was
important.
The face, she was the original inspiration for Snow White.
That's right.
That's her, Hedy Lamarr. She was a big actress.
Snow White. White.
White.
Snow is white.
Snow White.
Go down. Scroll down. Sleep white. Hail white. We got it all. We got all the precipitation.
Fancy, are you circumcised? Is that a thing in Spain?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Nice.
And you guys love calamari out there, right? Isn't calamari like a calamari sandwich, like a main dish?
Yes.
Is it? Yes. Calamari is huge in Spain.
I just watched My Octopus Teacher. Man, I'm pissed off about it.
And
now.
I told you about that. I thought he was being sexually aggressive with that octopus.
It made
now, what did
cry.
You think?
It made me like, get emotional. It also creeped me out a little bit. Did you guys see that?
I didn't like it. What did you think?
Did we talk about this already? Mm. We did. It made me emotional. I didn't.
I know. I
just
like
watched
it
again. I just was made me like on the plane. I shouldn't have watched it on the plane. You know what I don't like watching on stuff on the plane because you can feel people looking at your screen.
Yes,
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
An iPad needs to come out with like a thing that just attaches to my eyes so I can just stare at it. No one can see it.
One time on a flight, this was like 2019. I was on a flight and I was reading a book, and the name of the book is The Nazi Symbiosis, and it has a big swastika on the side. And I was reading it, and it's about how
and the whole time you're just going dying laughing.
Well, no. I probably told this story once on another podcast, but it just what you're saying, this is a real thing. Mm. I was sitting next to a woman. I didn't realize, you know, I was always in the aisle seat, so she could see the cover because I was like that. And there was a part in this book, The Nazi Symbiosis, which is really about, it's kind of like about Nazi and like the eugenics and like how like the mind, how their minds turned into doing what they did. It's like follows that. So one part, but they would talk about like the horrors of the Holocaust. And there's a part in the Holocaust where it's not funny.
Well, you're laughing already.
No. They wanted to, like, Hitler and
Goebbels?
Himmler. Well, Goebbels is the propaganda minister. Himmler was, like, really, like...
Right, Himmler.
Himmler. They were the ones that were, like, doing, like, the experiments. And they had one experiment where they wanted to... They were going to try to, like, invent something where, like, Nazis could fly. Like, some type of, like, flying power. So they would take... members, like Jewish members, you know, people in the Holocaust, and in like this big slingshot.
Shut up.
I swear to God, like throw them up into the air with like this potion, and they would all just like.
What? To see if they could fly?
Yeah, with this thing, because they would do all these experiments and they would fall.
What?
Like, I'm talking about like 100 yards in the air, and then they'd fall and obviously
die.
And when I was reading it, like, it was so shocking to me that I was like almost like repulsed and like laughing, and this woman. At the end of the flight was like, you know, I just thought it was a little inappropriate that you were giggling in that book. And I want to know what that was about. And I explained to her, I've told the story before. And I explained to her that, hey, like the Nazis were injecting members of the Holocaust with like this magic potion and putting them in a slingshot. and throwing them up into the air. Yeah, they were falling on the floor. So it's horrible, but I thought it was funny. And she was like, you know, someone in my family was killed in the Holocaust. And I don't think anything about that book was funny. And I was like, nothing about the Holocaust is funny. Like zero about the Holocaust
is
funny.
That is insane.
I was like, but that, you know, like that's why I was laughing at
that. Slingshotting people?
They were slingshotting people into the air and then just standing there and be like, this one didn't work.
So insane.
You know? And so.
Well, try it again.
Yes. Get another one in.
Reload. Like, think about the mindset of these fucking pieces of shit. It is crazy that it's so interesting to want to learn about that stuff in history. Mm-hmm. But the more you read it, the more you're like, I can't believe this is what people actually thought.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, I love history and I'm fascinated with reading books or watching documentaries about the enemies of the United States. Because when you read about the United States, it's like, it's always like, you know, hey, we're winners or we're going to put it to our citizens in a certain way. But when you read about other countries, you're like, oh, it's all the same everywhere you go. It's all the same. It's just the people group gets power and they treat the other group like dog shit. That's just what happens anywhere from any country you go to.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. But it's an interesting thing. Well, to read those books.
That's why I'm so afraid. I don't want to like look at stuff on a plane that I'm like. There's stuff that I want to read or watch, but you just can't. The guy on the way in was watching Game of Thrones. He was a really cool dude. We started chatting. He was a baseball scout for the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and he gave me his
card. Can you be on the team because you have red hair?
He said yes.
Wow.
He said yes. I asked. He said yes. I said my buddy Chris is going to want to know when I get back to LA if I could be on the team.
And
he said you got it, kiddo. Yes. Gave me his card. So I think I'm pitching next week.
Great.
I got to go to Natty.
I want
to
come.
He said he was watching Game of Thrones and he had it tilted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the F1 show and he was like, that's great. He's like, I'm watching Game of Thrones, but I got to be careful on a plane because, you know, there's a lot of nudity on the show. And I'm like, well, you're good. You're good for me. And he was like, yeah, but, you know, I've had it where like a kid is looking through the crack, you know, behind like
just like
a little pervert kid is watching the sex scene. And he goes, I had to like put my elbow up through to block the seat. Otherwise, you have to turn to the dad and be like, hey, dude, he's getting some titty education right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But that showed, you do realize that when I watch stuff and I'm like, I can't.
Right.
I don't want to, because even though it's like, it's not like a porno, it's just like a rated R show or movie.
Yeah.
But then you see someone, you're conscious of it, like whenever a sex scene, I'm always like, okay.
But you know what though? My feeling though, like if my kid, you know, I've been on flights with my kids, I kind of like, once we walk, I tell them all the time, like once we walk out, like there are rules in the house, like, you know, no cursing, obviously there'll be no nudity. But once you walk out into the real world, you're going to see stuff. I don't want to shield them from that because then they grow up and they act like idiots. So I would just, you know, if they turned around and was like, what's going on? I'd be like, well, you know, Cersei's getting, she's getting fucked
she's
in the
getting
ass.
Pounded.
Bud.
Well, I guess, you know, I guess the nudity and sexuality of the United States is so different. Like, is nudity common in the Philippines? It's not a big deal, huh?
Yeah. My siblings, my brothers watch like anything. And my mom doesn't care.
Right. Nobody says anything.
But Rudy, even on like the equivalent of like the CBS, like the local, you know, like the mainstream shows, they don't even block it out, right? The Filipino, like the United States, we block all that stuff out, or we say, oh, you know, you can't say shit, you have to say poo-poo. But then, you know, they'll show Rambo with like AK-47s and grenades, and you're like, well, obviously, you know.
We're okay with guns and death because we're a militarized country. We love the idea. Like, that's defense, dude.
Defense.
But sex is naughty.
Naughty.
Sex is wrong.
Did you see today, Jeremy Corbyl came out. There's more UFO stuff where they're saying, like, now there's more sightings. And now the Navy is starting to say, spokespeople from the active Navy, not like retired, like active Navy today, are saying we believe they're a threat as well. So now it's like, it's going to happen. I've been saying this in almost every podcast I go on. Before the end of this year is over, I guarantee you, they say the aliens are real, and I guarantee you, they will say they're a threat. And here's the thing, baby. They are not real. That is other governments making aliens using their technology that they found. Those aliens are not real. Do not believe it when you see it. They are not real.
Who's making them? What country?
We have reverse engineered technology from these alien civilizations that have landed here, crash landed, and we have and they are all but peaceful with us. They don't really care about us, but in order for a threat, I don't know if it's the 1%.
Right.
Of course, it always could be George Soros. I don't know. But people now are going to, because the only way to unite us again is to have a war. We've already fought each other. There's only so many countries you can blow up. So now you have the Israel-Palestine thing happening.
What's going on? Go
well,
on. Go on.
So yeah, it's about Jesus.
Was it in that book?
Yes. Yeah. So you have that. That's happening, and that's going to reach a precipice very soon. And then the aliens are coming right before the new year is up, and we're going to be at war. Maybe not at war with them, but the governments of the world are going to say, we need to unite. Forget about racism and sexism and transgender bathrooms. We have a real threat now, and it's aliens want to take us away.
Wow.
Every time there's been a pandemic, every time there's been a pandy-wandy, alien sightings have increased tenfold. The bubonic plague, people start talking about aliens. 1918, people talking about aliens. So a lot of people think now aliens may have been the ones that dropped COVID-19, not the people from Wuhan.
It sounds alien-esque.
Yes, but do not believe COVID-19. It when you see it, folks. Yes.
So aliens did it.
COVID-19.
Was aliens.
Was aliens potentially, and the aliens that we're going to fight before 2021 is over are not real. They are government psyops.
Well, what government? Our government? Chrissy Sippies?
One world government.
Oh, it's the Illuminati.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati.
Bespoke Post.
Oh my, you know what, Andrew?
Yes.
The one thing you can say about me is I love adventures and surprises.
You do? You guys love to go to Joshua Tree?
When I get a box of awesome from Bespoke Post, they have so many cool things like camping gear,
yeah,
flasks.
Yeah, cooking tools.
Cool, like knives.
Yeah, that's where Rudy got her knives from Bespoke Post Box of Awesome. No matter what you're into, they've got you covered. This is the best part about this. You just go on their website.
Mm-hmm.
You fill out this little tiny survey, and they basically match you with some of the cool stuff that they've got inventory-wise, and it changes all the time,
yeah,
which is really cool. I got Bob outdoor gear bags for when they went to Joshua Tree that he thanked me for graciously.
Yeah.
They have barware, which I got because, you know, I'm a booze bag, so I wanted new rock glasses and a decanter.
And you know how you get started?
How?
You got to take this quiz at boxofawesome.com, and your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. That's cool.
They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up. You can skip or cancel. Each box costs how much, Bob?
Oh, my God. $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code
BADFRIENDS
at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com.
Code bad friends.
That's boxofawesome.com. Code bad friends for
20% off your first box. BetterHelp. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
We both use therapy. We're both
Not only do I use therapy, I use this.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I've used traditional therapy in the past, and I got to tell you, BetterHelp can help you start communicating in under 48 hours.
It's the best. It's like, it's so easy. You can, under 40, and it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. You guys listening right now, it's professional counseling done securely online. It's so easy, guys.
The best part is, look, they match you with a counselor, and if you don't like it for some reason, you can switch and change who you're working with.
No matter where you are in the world,
and
the
service you can do
there.
It mobily anywhere in the world. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. A lot of people are afraid to do counseling because it's expensive to go get any kind of therapy, and I got to tell you, this is extremely well-priced.
You'll feel much better. You'll be much happier if you use this service, guys. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily, okay?
You can go to betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's help, BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This is the real deal.
In fact, you know, Andrew, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
If you're a counselor looking for a job, go to betterhelp.com/badfriends. Get started. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/badfriends.
Rudy, can we interest you in joining QAnon?
Oh, you're QAnon. We're in QAnon. It's a new group.
Can we interest you in that in QAnon? Do you know what QAnon is?
No.
Maybe you should go. That's something I think to write a nice college essay on.
On Q.
Pro QAnon.
You're pro Q. Okay.
What is that?
Just be pro Q and write about it.
Just say I'm pro Q.
You believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah,
that's part of it. Okay, that's just a UFO sighting spiked dramatically during the coronavirus. Why is that?
Well, because I watched this, saw this on Ancient Aliens, where every time there's a pandemic.
You sound like my dad. My father loves Ancient Aliens.
I mean,
Fox News and Ancient Aliens. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, Tucker Carlson and the UFOs.
Yes.
It's funny that the same guys that are just like hardcore Republicans are also like, pyramids were built by aliens, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because they say like the sightings, there were no triangles. Nobody did triangles before the Egyptians
pyramids,
did them in the pyramids. And they say that some of the alien ships that they're seeing now are perfect triangles.
But don't you think that could have just been figured out by a guy at some point?
No.
You don't think so? You don't think some guy was just like, oh, okay, and that shape made sense?
Bah, bah, bah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
They are beautiful structures.
They are. Have you ever been there?
No, I'm not going to fucking Egypt.
Why?
Yuck. I'm just kidding. No, I'm joking. No.
You know what's funny is they say, like, literally.
I do want to go back.
Like, half a mile now from these pyramids is a Pizza Hut. There's a Pizza
I
Hut.
I think it's less than. I think there's one inside the third pyramid. Pizza Hut, the pyramid. Oh, look at that. Pizza Hut. You can see the pyramid. By the way, I like that. Get a cheesy stuffed crust and fucking go ahead and see the pyramids.
Why the hell not?
Who's going to say no to that, dude?
I think
love that's
that.
A great idea.
Yeah.
That's like, that reminds me of that show, Idiot Abroad, Carl Pilkington.
And Gervais.
That was my favorite bit that they did when they went to those old cities, those ruins that were built into the wall, mm-hmm. built into the mountainsides. And the palace was on one side.
Oh, and I think it's like in Iran, right?
Is it in Iran?
It's
in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And he goes, and they take him to the palace, and then they take him to the slums. And he was like, well, I'd rather live in the slums. How about you wake up and look at a palace every morning? Why would you want to wake up in a palace, look at the slums every fucking morning? And I was like, it actually makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
That is why, like, I like not living fancy rich in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
Because I get to look up at the mountains.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't want to look down at scum like me.
Ugh.
Nah, I don't want to live fancy and look down.
Gross.
By the way, I did, first class that I was flying in this morning, only because I didn't pay for it. It did that thing where you get on the plane in the middle and then you split left and right.
Ooh.
You know that, where left is first class and right is a...
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun because there was a woman who was causing a real annoying fit at the front desk, like complaining about like why she was in whatever group she was in. She's an older blonde lady, big hair, probably had two fucking bottles of Kim Crawford Chardonnay before by 8 a.m. And she was just like... She was just being like annoying. She's just loud. It's 8:30 in the fucking morning, and she's like,
relax.
And the desk person is just like, "Bitch,
yeah,
I, what do you want me to do? It's a computer. You have one. What do you want?
Yeah,
I don't. It's over." And she wants me to whatever. Anyway, I get on the plane, and then I see her get on, and she's kind of looking fancy, like she has rich stuff on. You know, mm-hmm. when somebody looks like they have rich stuff.
That,
I don't even know, but it looks like
how Pete's
it.
Like Pete's like fancy's pants.
Exactly,
today.
He looks like he has rich stuff. Yeah. It turns out it's Tommy Hilfiger.
Right,
and. I'm on the plane and I get up to grab my charger. I've already been on the plane. I get up to get my charger out of my bag and I look and this old annoying cow doesn't make a left with us. She goes down to the back of the plane.
Yeah.
I liked it. That's what she gets.
Yes.
For complaining and thinking she's important. People think they're important all the time.
No.
Like, I'm not fucking special.
And then you're going to Hawaii.
I'm going to Hawaii. Come on, I want to lay you, man. I cannot wait. I'm going to the Big Island. I've never been to the Big Island before.
I've never been to Hawaii, period. Have you been to Hawaii, period? No.
Yes.
No.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Is it great?
I've been a few times. How have you never been?
Well, because I think people who live in California like go there, but for us it's like a 12-hour thing.
Right, it's only 5 for us.
Yeah, so you could I'm sure there's people in LA who go to Hawaii for the weekend and come back.
I don't know about the weekend, but people do. Oh yeah, rich people I guess they do. Yeah.
No, we go to in New York Hawaii, we go to, right? Atlantic City.
Oh, you guys, did you go with Bobby?
Yeah.
Last time?
Also we're going next week.
Oh, you guys are going back? Well, yeah. But Bobby's not coming.
No, he's not.
Wait, where are you guys going?
Kauai.
Yeah, Kauai is great. It's like very vegetative. I've been to Maui, Kauai. I've never been to the Big Island, though.
What's the Big Island?
Hawaii.
Is that like Honolulu? Where Honolulu is?
No, Honolulu is Maui.
So
the Big Island's called the Big Island. It's Hawaii, the Big Island.
Oh, so, but wait, so you're saying like when you fly into a place, you're like somebody's address is, I live on 1713 Pineapple Street, the Big Island.
It's actually Coconut Road.
Yeah.
See, look, that's the one I'm going to, the big one, down in the bottom.
Hawaii.
There you go.
So Kauai, how far of a flight is from Hawaii to the last one, to Kauai?
I think it's only an hour.
But so when you get on a flight, when you fly, like when you were going from Los Angeles to Hawaii.
To Big Island,
Do you always have to land on the Big Island and then you take little planes from there?
No,
or you can go
fly,
direct?
You can fly right into Honolulu.
Got it.
Honolulu is on Oahu. Oahu. Sorry, yeah, that's right. And Maui is Wailea or whatever. Lanai is the one I want to go to.
Got it.
That's where they have all the pygmy wolves that you can catch. You can run out and catch. You can do hunt and go seek.
But do you, like, when you go to Hawaii, could you have to just usually pick one island, or can you go in one trip, go to
a
bunch of
different
islands?
No, a lot of people will fly into the Big Island, and then you can, I think you can take boats and cruises and trips to around. There's cruises that go to all of them, you know?
But which one looks more like, is in Honolulu looks like just a city, right? Like, you're not really in Hawaii when you go to Honolulu.
Honolulu kind of feels like shitty Beverly Hills.
Got it.
It kind of has, like, a lot of fajitas, like Tommy Hilfiger stores and.
Right.
Kate Spade. It has a lot of like typical commercial shit. Maui does too. I mean, I think Kauai has the least amount of the shit.
Right.
And the Big Island is the most populous, so it has everything you've ever needed.
Have you ever done stand up there at that Blue Pearl Room or something like that.
No, but that, you know, that's literally why I'm going tomorrow to do stand up.
No, I know, to do stand up, but yeah, but not at that place.
Oh, I've never performed in Hawaii, whether it's for a private event like I'm doing, yeah, or for public. I do know people that do that, that have gone.
Is it
to
just
the...
you tomorrow too? I just know. A one man show.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
No, but who cares? You just go in there and you freaking.
This is gonna be it. There's like 15 people. There's gonna be it. They hand me the mic and I'm gonna go. Yeah. Hey. Hey. And three guys are just gonna be like,
yeah, yeah.
But we'll have fun.
We'll have fun, and then you go and you'll hang out there for a few days.
Might have to do a. Hey!
Yeah,
I'm gonna hang out for a few days, and I'm gonna go swim with sharks, which I'm excited about, and hopefully get my wife out there, and then the boat takes
that'd
off.
Be great,
help! And I'm like, where'd she go?
Yeah, dude, you come back, and we'd be free.
Well, then you and I can do what we always wanted to do.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think I
know. My
I think
Jasmine
it's gonna be
would
fun.
Make it back.
Uh-huh.
Jasmine would fucking make it back. I know she'd make it back. Even 8 months
she'd
pregnant.
She'd swim back.
She'd swim back on the back of a shark.
She'd come out of the water, Malibu, like, you motherfucker. She
yeah,
would, yeah, she'd Rosie Perez it. Yeah.
Bitch.
I swam all the way back.
Yeah, she'd swim back to New York.
What should I do when I'm in Hawaii, Rudy, this time? Tell me what you guys are going to do.
We're going to go hiking.
Boo. I do that here.
Diving.
Oh, I like diving.
And that's it.
And who's going? You and Kalila?
And her sister.
Her sister, yeah. Mm. That's going to be so
fun. So fun. And you guys get an Airbnb or stay in a hotel?
I think Airbnb.
Airbnb is the way to go, right? Are you staying in a hotel, Ismaili, or an Airbnb?
I'm staying in a hotel.
Nice one.
But I'm staying in a nice one.
Yeah.
One of the nicest ones.
Yes.
One of the ones where, you know.
Yeah.
One of the ones where you stay at it and you're like, this is a very nice hotel.
Yeah, one of the ones where they're like, whites only.
Yeah, yeah, you walk in, they go, sir, you are perfect because I am very, very white.
No.
If you got a little tanny whanny, they're like, excuse me, sir.
Sorry.
And you turn, you're like, my name is Bryce. And they're like,
come on.
You're fine. We just didn't know. Yeah, I'm staying at a fancy pantsy hotel.
I was in a Ritz-Carlton 2 years ago. It must be 2019. It was me, Jazz, and the two kids. And I walked to the Ritz-Carlton. I walked in a little bit ahead, and I was holding the bags. And the guy, you know, bell person came over, and then Jazz came, and you know, she was holding both the kids' hands and some bags. And the guy said to me,
"Is that your nanny?"
No, in front of her. He goes, "Okay, Dad." He goes, "Dad, kids, you know, like, you know," he's like, "You guys want a drink?" He goes, "And Mrs. Nanny, what would you like?" And she was like, "Excuse me?"
So bad.
And because he just genuinely thought.
Yeah.
And he was like, and then she
I
was
would
like,
make the same mistake.
She was like, "Mrs. Nanny?" She was like, "I'm married to him." I was like, "That now you're getting crazy. We're dating.
It's Ms. Nanny to you.
To
pal.
You, bitch." I was like, "We're together.
She kind of is the nanny."
She, yeah.
I take that back. I take it back, Jazz. I take it back. I don't want her to beat the shit out of me.
No, she is. Well, no, her transgender uncle, T.T. Jerry, is technically our nanny and our cleaning lady.
Is he a godmother to your kids?
He will be. Actually, Jazz and I discussed that today because we're having a second baby due July 4th. And she...
America.
And we talked about T.T. Jerry being the godmother and father.
But T.T. is still a man. He hasn't transitioned yet.
He has a pishka deal, but he's on estrogen hormone therapy.
Right.
So he's getting boobies. So he has boobies already. And he said he never wants to cut her off because he likes you know, having a penis. He likes feeling the ass of a man.
But wait a minute. But at what point then, when he's going through the transition, does he female?
He doesn't want to become fully. He doesn't ever want to cut off his peeps.
But does he want to be called he or she?
He said whatever, like, for example, when he came and did my podcast, Chrissy Chaos, Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern
Please time. Listen to it. It's incredible.
Thank you. He and also, hey, babe, Thursdays, 11 a.m. Eastern time. And patreon.com/Chrissy Comedy.
We're going to cut all this out. Go ahead.
Thank you. Magic Spoon. When he came in to do my podcast, he was wearing one of my sweatshirts from the Denver Comedy Works. And then when he left, he was wearing one of Jasmine's leather jackets. So he in one day told us if he feels like a man, he comes and acts like a man. If he feels like a woman, he comes out and acts like a woman. If you go to his Instagram at T.O. Jerry, right?
That's T.T. Jerry.
Are you doing comedy spots tonight or no?
Fuck no.
No,
I gotta get on a plane first thing in the morning.
Rudy, do you think I look skinnier this time?
You look the same.
You do look the same.
But
you don't think you lost weight. Did you think you lost weight?
From the last time?
Well, how much do you weigh?
In September.
How much do you weigh?
Right now, maybe 225, but when I saw you, I was 240.
No, you weren't.
Yes.
Were you really?
So why doesn't anybody care about
me? Well, that sweater makes you look bulky. You're skinnier underneath. Your face looks the same. I don't think his face. Did his face skin?
It's the same.
It's the same.
Would you say you have a fatter face or a face that it doesn't look fat?
In the middle.
You have a middle face.
What about Andrew's face?
Thinner.
Yes. What about homeless face? What about pimp's face?
In the middle.
Okay.
How about Fancy? What about his face? He's a little fat. In the face.
Yeah.
A little fat in the face.
Okay.
I love leading.
What about Bobby's face?
Jesus fat. Christ.
So he's fat. So I don't have a fat face.
No.
But it's in between. Mm-hmm. Andrew's face is skinny.
Well, it's thinning out because I didn't eat lunch.
You know what I've noticed about? One thing I have noticed about since I've been getting a little older is literally my body. I mean, it feels like pants will fit Friday and they won't fit Sunday if I eat bad Saturday.
No, that's
like,
a fact. No,
but, yeah. But when I was in my 20s, like, it didn't matter. It would take a month to get fat. Now it genuinely is in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Your whole life changes.
Well, dude, yesterday I ate the worst meals I could have eaten. And then Rogan wanted to go out after we did the show. And so he got a tomahawk steak at midnight.
Oh, my God. And you had to eat that with him.
Dude, if it weren't for the HGH, he'd be dead.
Dead.
How could you eat a tomahawk steak at midnight? It's insane.
Right.
He was like, what are you having, a salad? I was like, yeah.
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 It's midnight. Yeah.
These guys are eating 48 ounces of fucking meat. I was like, how can you do that?
And he just gets up and he's more ripped the next morning.
Honestly, yeah, more jacked. And then there was a couple of UFC fighters that were there too. And those guys are just,
yeah,
they're so daunting. Dude, this one dude talked about, I'm not going to mention his name, but he talked about like after he got knocked out and he didn't do like they tried to do concussion protocol and they didn't really say like, you know, whether or not he had one. They didn't know. And then 5 days later, he just passes out.
Jeez.
And then just like walking around.
Just passed out.
And he was joking about it. He was like, yeah, smack my head and everything. And I was like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
He's like, I fell face first on concrete.
Yeah.
And he talked about it like it was like you and me saying, like, I stubbed my toe.
Yeah. He doesn't.
I hit my toe on the bench, you know?
I think I heard it. Maybe it was Joe Rogan or maybe Matt Serra, maybe Dana White, somebody was like, the thing with UFC fighting, it's obviously the, you know, the muscles and the fighting technique, of course, important. But the number one thing they need to have is fearlessness.
Yeah. They just have to be raw.
Yeah.
That's what I did say about that F1 thing. The one thing about those youthful drivers, those kids, the kids are the best because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They just are like, what, I'm not going to die.
No, yeah, I know.
And if I do, fucking party
on. Dude, I used to go on roller coasters all the time. Like, it didn't matter. I'm on roller coasters. And now when, you know, you don't go to amusement parks for that long, but now the kids are old enough where they want to go. Mm. And like yesterday we were down at the Santa Monica Pier and my stepson was like, come on, let's go on the roller coaster. Because, you know, Delilah's too small and Jasmine's too pregnant.
Yeah.
So they can't go on. So I was like, okay, let's go on. Like, we'll go on. Like, that'll be the last one. And like, but I was trying to buy time because I was trying to like work myself up to do it. And then I ate a funnel cake.
Oh, Chris.
Yes. I ate a funnel cake and I blamed the funnel cake. I said, oh man, my stomach's killing me. Like, we got to make like an emergency exit.
You sis.
But it was all, I was fine. I felt great. It was because I didn't want to go on the roller coaster because I was scared. What if, because I have a fat face, thank you, and a fat body, what if when we're going on the roller coaster, the contraption, you know, goes up and I fall and that's how I die? And I was so scared to do that where I never would have thought about that when I was 25. But now all these things you think about, like the roller coaster, I was like, they have it. It's, you know, COVID protocols. Who knows if they, I'm not worried about getting the virus, but what, you know, they're undermanned, they're understaffed. What if this thing comes off the tracks? They're probably not checking it. They're, you know,
right.
People are just getting benefits from good old sleepy Joe Biden and not coming to work. So I was like, you know, all these things could happen and then I'm going to be the one that dies. So let me eat the funnel cake, fake the diarrhea, and then we'll go back home.
You're a wuss. Your kid, you should have helped your kid out. You're a fat funnel cake loser. I love you.
I love you.
Sleepy Joe. That's Sleepy Joe is going to be, he's probably in charge of all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know
Kamala has to change his colostomy bag every day.
Every day.
She takes out of the poop bag and throws it out.
Yes.
And then she's got to change his colostomy bag.
Every
it's
single day.
Crazy.
Yeah.
God bless. God bless Joe Biden. Let's see TT Jerry's Instagram profile. Now we can show off. So look at TT killing.
Look at that hot.
And by the way, are we still doing a donation for TT's transition?
Yes. If you want to go to christycomedy.com, we got merch up there now. We're getting new merch from the Boys at Killer Merch.
Nice.
Boys at Killer Merch are going to design a new TT Jerry shirt, which will also, proceeds are going to continue TT Jerry on her estrogen replacement therapy, which was stopped since she got out of prison. The government no longer will pay for your tits if you are not in prison.
I think that's insane. They'll only give you tits if you're in jail.
So she literally is contemplating. She said,
Go back.
She was like, well, I feel like I should fucking be out here smoking crack again so I could go back and get my tits.
Just let her rob you guys.
Well, she probably is.
Yeah.
She's been cleaning the house without us there. And I'm like, Jazz, that's a ridiculous thing to do. I mean, she did 25 years in prison for grand larceny. She's like, are you going to disrespect my family? I'm like, she's stealing all your shit.
Yeah, but fine. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So there's TT. And by the way, please go to christycomedy.com, buy some merch so we can get TT's full transition because I think that's important. And look at that rumpus shot right there.
Oh, no, she's got a nice fat ass. Yeah.
Nice, too.
I mean, look at this one in the shorts over there. Yeah.
Looking good.
Looking good. She looks exactly like my girlfriend. It's a coin flip.
And it's Jazz's uncle?
That's Jazz's uncle.
By birth, yeah?
By birth, yeah.
Dad's brother?
Mom's brother.
That's my favorite, by the way. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
She wants to remind you guys that she loves you guys.
And most of these photos taken by the homeless pimp, especially the ones in the bikini.
Pimped. Great stuff.
Yes.
Honestly.
But see how some she wants to look like a guy. She's got the mask on.
Right, so that's what I'm confused. I'm not even making a joke. What the pronoun thing is kind of wild because then you just don't know what pronoun she's going to prefer.
Well, she told us on the podcast when she came on, it was actually really a fascinating episode because she said...
It was good.
She was like, you know, being in jail, she was like, I've been transgender my whole life. She's like, this isn't like a movement for me. She's like, I've always, you know, she's like, I feel like a lot of the people now, the younger kids, she's like, I think they're a little confused on, you know, this is her saying this. She's like, I just don't think they all really know what this life is about. She was like, and the pronoun stuff, she's like, when I walk past you, she's like, when I'm walking past you, and it doesn't matter what I'm thinking in my head. She's like, when I'm walking past you, if you say, excuse me, sir, I'm turning around. She's like, so I'm a man. She's like, even though I want to be a woman, I want to be looked at as a woman.
She still says she's
like,
a man.
That pronoun bullshit. She was like, that shit is embedded in my brain chemistry. That's what she said.
Embedded.
Yeah, embedded.
Embedded. Deeply fried, embedded.
Yeah.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't give a fuck if people, whatever people want to be called. I just do think it is kind of hard sometimes. You're like, well, you'd have to know the person, know what they prefer.
Yeah.
It's not like you can check out somebody's Twitter bio as soon as you come up to them and be like, what do you, by the way, Instagram just added that. Did you see that?
No.
Literally this week, Instagram added pronouns on the profile because I went to go. Like put up a post or something or edit the link on my post for YouTube.
Right.
And here, look at this. When you go to edit profile on Instagram, pronouns.
Whoa. What are you going to put in? Put in.
I don't know. Loser.
Put in loser.
Shit face. Red cock.
Red cock.
Fire crotch. Ginger.
I know what I'm going to put in. Fat face.
Fat face. Fat face five. You said he's a five, right? Fat face five. Oh, my God. Will you change it to fat face five?
FF five.
Fat Face 5. Your next album, Fat Face 5.
Fat Face 5.
Presents Chris DiStefano.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a special, by the way?
We've talked about it because, you know, we have the same agent. We've spoken about it, but I don't know that anybody's going to take a chance on old Chrissy Nutbag.
Take a chance on me. Someone's going to take a chance on you.
So Daddy's got shows coming up. We got a bunch of shows. ChristyComedy.com. Hello. We got we start in Providence. We just put a second show at the Fox Theater in Connecticut on sale. So get the tickets. Thank you. But we may just take one of those shows because Pimp films everything. We may just mic the audience and do one of those and just put that special out on YouTube like our good friends Mark Norman did and you know, Andrew Schultz. All these people. I may just do that, but what about you?
I don't really know, man. I don't really know what I want to do. I haven't decided. I can't really make up my mind. For now, I just want to do a bunch of live shows. You know, I just, by the way, the live show that I am, the show I'm doing in Hawaii for the private event is for Prince Harry.
Amazing.
Yep. He wanted a little competition. He said, come on, see if you can get my wife from me.
Yes.
I said, I will. Not you. Now you're not a part of the royal family. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her.
Well, I just saw
I'm
going
to get that briefcase girl. I'm going to get her from the...
Prince Henry saying now that...
he was mad at Joe Rogan.
Meghan Markle is behind all the attacks
UFO
on
stuff?
The royal family.
Oh, I thought it was
just,
UFO
he just said, he just, there's a headline I just saw right before I came in. He said that Meghan Markle's behind it all.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Which one's the redheaded guy? Prince Harry. You're saying Prince William, you mean?
No.
He's calling out his own wife for...
That's what he said. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah, hold on. Ooh, Albert Pujols signed with the Dodgers.
He's not dropped?
Prince. No. He's...
What did we say? We took your dad to the game. We took Chris's dad to the baseball game.
Tampa Tony.
And Tampa
Tony. Who looks special ed?
He is so funny.
Yeah, he's got the one lazy
short
eye.
Bus.
Yeah.
But Tony was hunched over and he just goes, and his dad doesn't say much.
Yeah.
But he's such a cool dude, like such a sweet guy.
Yeah.
And his dad was hunched over and I go, man, Pujols was kind of at the end of the run, huh? And your dad goes, they should have had it got rid of him a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's what and then he just stared back at the field again.
Yeah.
Your dad is almost like Rain Man in the idea that we started talking baseball and he would just throw out facts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about our favorite from our childhood baseball players that kids don't know any. I mean, some of them know, but you know, we were saying like you brought up Bobby Bonilla, and then I think I had mentioned Jose Oquendo, one of the greatest why can't I think of the word? What's wrong with me? Position, he can switch positions all the time. Utility players.
Yeah.
Utility. And your dad started rattling off numbers like Rain, like in the casino. I mean, he started like bobbing autistically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was like, OBP, 492, 492, OBP, OBP. I was like, oh my God.
And his eye would get lazy, and then he just had his pretzel and he was dipping in the cheese sauce.
He was, but he would just put the cheese under his eyes and then he would eat the pretzel. Tampa Tony was incredible.
Tampa Tony. But yeah, so if you saw it, they pulled
what
up an
Prince
article.
What did Prince Harry say?
Prince Harry is saying that, well, you had it and then you lost it.
Prince Harry, Meghan Markle opened my eyes to the unhappiness. Oh, right. He's agreeing with what she said.
Oh, he's agreeing. Oh,
yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Because see how misleading the New York freaking Post is?
Well, and page six is also clickbait.
Look at the New York Post. Look at the New York Post article. They say Prince Harry suggests Meghan Markle is behind attacks on royal family.
That's so funny. This
it's
is
such
what is
a
it,
lie.
Well, what does this say? What does this prove to us, if anything?
That the media
is
lying.
Bullshit.
Don't believe them. The aliens are psyops.
Aliens aren't real. God, I wish to this day Trump didn't say fake news because people just hated him enough that they didn't take it serious and it became like a joke phrase.
Right.
If anybody else had coined fake news, it would have still had weight to it.
Sure.
Because it's real. It is all bullshit.
Sure.
That's proof that it's like one article thinks this way, the other one says this.
Yeah.
And it's all bullshit.
I want I mean,
what's your source of news, Rudy? Do you read news? Do you ever indulge in anything newsworthy?
Sometimes, but
see, this generation doesn't give a shit.
They don't care, right? You just whatever it's on TikTok kind of, right?
I deleted TikTok.
You deleted TikTok? Why?
It's annoying.
It is annoying.
It is getting
That's
annoying.
So funny. God, she's way cooler than us.
Interesting. How did it feel? Did it feel liberating when you?
It felt like nothing.
Dude, she's the most. She doesn't have any emotions.
Yeah, she's dead inside. Serial killer.
Okay, watch this. Look straight into the camera. Let's go through this. Ready? Okay. Put on a happy face. Put on a sad face. Put on an angry face.
I don't know.
It's all the same. You see what I mean? Yeah. It's all the same.
Yeah.
Look up people that can't express emotions.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Asperger's?
Yeah, look at, I bet you the first person that pops up
it
is
might
Ted
be.
Bundy.
Ted Bundy. People that can't express emotion.
Yeah.
Because Rudy doesn't know emotions.
Yeah. I love the name Rudy. I like
related
Rudy
health
and Rudy.
Here, let's go. Related health conditions. Go over to the right. Let's see. All right. Do you have alexithymia? It's a personality trait that's characterized by the subclinical inability to identify and describe emotions based on experienced by oneself.
So how would you describe yourself, Rudy? How would you say you are? What kind of personality do you have?
Boring. I like to sleep. I like dogs.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like Alex Lathia.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're connecting things that don't make sense. It sounds like Alex Sexia with a bit of Tourette's. Okay, let's go to the next one.
What does that say? Go to the next one. So yeah. ADD, do you have attention deficit disorder? Do you take Adderall?
No.
So you don't have ADD.
You don't have ADD. Okay.
That's fine. Well, it could. I think it's that one. It's alexithymia.
You have alexithymia.
How do we say that?
Alexithymia.
All about alexithymia.
Alexithymia.
And by the way, we don't want to offend the alexithymia community right now, by the way.
We want to.
Alexithymia isn't well understood. There's a possibility. You'll go up, Pete, right there.
Oh, links to autism.
Got it.
Boom.
There's a possibility it might be genetic. The conditions also be a result
spectrum.
Of brain damage to the insula. Have you ever had brain damage, Rudy?
No.
You sure you've never had damage to the insula?
I don't think so.
Were you ever punched
Let
as a
check.
Kid or
Let's
dropped
check
or
her.
Hit?
I got a knock on your head.
That's how you know. That sounds like such our generation dad thing.
Yeah.
Your head is fine.
Let a knock on the head around a little
you
bit.
You knock on the head, you find out.
Yeah.
Well, it does say emotions and depression. It's linked with depression. Do you have depression? You sleep all the time.
You're bored.
You're bored. You're angry. You're mad. You're sad. You love knives. Mm. You've thought about death a lot. Rudy, I think you have alexithymia. Alexa, go up again. Alexa, Alexa.
Alexthymia.
Alexa, what is it? It's called Alexith. Who can do that? Fancy, say it.
Alexithymia.
Alexithymia.
Sounds like from Spain.
It's so nice. Alexithymia.
Alexithymia.
Why do they lick so much the air?
Alexithymia. What, the Spanish?
Yeah, what is that about?
Why? Yeah, I know that I'm sure people have beat this to death, but I do want to know, Fancy, why do Spanish people have that lisp? What is it? Do we know why? Like,
what is it, Fancy?
We can distinguish in between letters and sounds. So we have the S and the Th. It's two different sounds.
He's being fucking condescending.
He's being a little condescending.
Yeah. Don't forget that this country has bailed you out of everything since the beginning of anything.
Yeah.
All right? Origins of the lisp of Spain. And you can, now say lisp, the lisp of Spain.
Lisp.
If you study Spanish long enough, sooner or later, you'll want to kill yourself. What is that? Why does it say that? Sooner or later, you'll hear a tale about Spanish King Ferdinand. Supposedly spoke with a lisp, causing Spaniards to imitate him, pronouncing the Z and sometimes the C to be pronounced with a th and the th. So they copied the king.
Thin.
Lack of any sort of personal integrity the Spanish have. They just copied the king.
Well, everything, all like even curse words all come from the king. Like that's what fuck means. You know what fuck means.
I've heard this, but this has also been debunked over the years.
No, I've heard that it's real.
The fornication under the consent of the king?
Yes.
This has been debunked many a times because we're going to go into a history dive, you and I.
Yeah, I always make it happen.
You can say, do etymology of fuck. He won't know how to spell etymology.
No, let's give a shot. No, 18.
Oh, yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did. So that thing under the consent of the king, I've heard. But also there is a word that is Latin that they think it suggests it might come from as well.
Hmm.
This article is definitely not good. Well, there you go. Attested from early as 16 COED, second edition of the forms of Phuket, and the earliest attested appearance of current spelling 1553. Presumably it's more ancient word. See, it's a more ancient word, but we don't know.
Okay. Okay.
We don't really know.
Well, we don't really know.
Oh, look at that, though. Buck cites proper name John LeFucker from 1278. Dude, John LeFucker. John LeFucker. Pardon, 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 pardon. Huh? What is your name? John LeFucker. I would love to hang out with John LeFucker. Who is this guy? Let's look up John LeFucker.
Look at John LeFucker.
No, that's not. He's not gonna, there's going to be no images of him. It was from the fucking 1200s. Go to all.
There he is.
There's John LeFucker.
John LeFucker.
He's living literally near my house. This guy lives on the bridge. Go to all. Go back to all because I want to read his Wikipedia.
John LeFucker. Here we go.
Right there. Click on that.
Let's an Englishman.
See. Zoom in. He was an Englishman who what? Who appears in the administrative record of 1278 who has attracted attention an unusual surname. Ah, his name has been proposed as incorporating the earliest recorded instance of the English swear word fuck, but this interpretation has been challenged. See? No one...
I'm sorry, Rudy. I said I wouldn't, but because you said I had a fat face, I just wanted to get you back one time.
No, I'm used to it.
Okay,
it's so gross. Have you ever farted in front of the team? You farted in here once.
No.
Yes, I think we caught you once.
No.
Yes, Rudy.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Remember, Fancy? Because she went like this. She was like, she coughed. You did fart in front of us one time.
No.
Yeah,
no.
So good. She's embarrassed now. Fine.
No.
I'll stop.
No, Filipino, they don't.
They don't fart.
Very small butts and very small buttholes.
John LeFucker, by the way, is not real.
He's got to be real.
I mean, it was a guy, but, you know, it's just not. He didn't do anything. Ah, LeFucker.
LeFucker.
LeFucker. He was an Englishman, oddly enough, so it's not. It was John LeFucker. Hey, I'm John LeFucker. Yeah. Isn't that your friend, John LeFucker?
John LeFucker.
Hello, John LeFucker it is. It's a great name.
Hello, hello, hello. John LeFucker.
If your kid is born on the 4th of July, you're going to name it America or Stars and Stripes or Guns or what?
Donald.
Donald. Donnie.
Donnie. No, if it's a girl, Melania. If it's a guy, Donald. Nah, we're going to name her Betsy Ross.
What do you... Do you have a name picked? You can't say it on the air, I'm sure.
No. Why couldn't we? Are you not allowed to say that?
I think women have a thing with saying the name. It's a little bit of a jinx.
Oh, okay. So then I guess... So
I don't know if Jazz might get mad. It's on you.
Okay.
You'll get
I won't. All right. Yeah. No, we were going to name
her. You've never said it on the other pods.
No, have I said it already on the other pods?
Oh, you have? Oh, you idiot. Did you tell Jazz about that?
Yeah, Jazz knows. Oh, Jazz doesn't know. Okay, so we won't say it then.
Pimp's like, we won't say it on.
Yeah, I'm going to name her Rudy.
It is a very pretty name.
Rudy and Ruby. Ruby's a very pretty name.
But neither are her real name. Her real name is Giuliana.
What, so why do they call her Rudy?
Rudy Giuliani.
God, Giuliana's a beautiful name, too. I like Giuliana. Giuliana is a beautiful name.
And she call hates, her Julie,
but
she
we can't
like
name
it.
That because there's already a baby Julie in my family, so we can't do that. But Giuliana.
Did they call you Julie when you were a kid?
Yen.
Same, I guess.
Same.
That's like, did they call you Mark? It was like, no, they called me Steven. You're like, oh, right, yeah.
Yes, it's yes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Wait, yen?
Yen.
Isn't
yen.
That Chinese money?
Man, the Chinese are taking over everything.
Everything. No, isn't
even the Filipinos' names.
I think a dollar is a Chinese yen.
Yeah, yen. Yeah. What is yen? What is yen?
I don't know. My aunt just said that, and then it just started my nickname.
Oh. Yeah.
But now, do people in your family call you Rudy, or only known as Rudy on this podcast?
Yeah, only here.
Only here.
Do you like it?
I'm getting used to it.
Will you write a book one day because you have felt like you've been pressured into doing things on the show?
No.
She has always opted out of anything she didn't want to do on the show or be a part of. She's always been the controller of her own universe. Mm. Isn't that right, Rude? Isn't that right, Rudy?
Yes.
Yeah,
Rudy.
Great. See how that works?
Yeah, Rudy.
Just tell
right
her
here.
What to do. She has to do it. She's got to say what she has to say into the camera. I want her to take more control. Let's close the show strong with Rudy.
No, I don't want to go.
All right, we'll stay.
I got to go.
You do. You got to go to Dinsky Doodles.
I got to go to Dinsky Doodles. We didn't get in any resis.
No?
No reservations.
Well, it's Saturday.
I know. So, I'm always at like 6 o'clock. Like, hey, you got a party for 9 at 6:45?
Yeah. No
They're
chance.
Like, no.
They're like, yeah, sure, on the roof.
Yeah.
You want to sit up by the air conditioning unit where the cooks smoke?
Yeah. We're going to go to Malibu first and take family portraits on El Matador Beach.
Today?
With Homeless Pimpy.
Today?
Yeah, because of sunset.
If it is, you got to get out of here.
No, but sunset. We want to do
sunset.
Oh,
sunset. You got a couple hours. You got hours.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to a restaurant, though.
Do you know Caitlyn Jenner is running for mayor of Los Angeles?
Do you
Angeles?
Know that I'm trying to move things around where I can governor. Get a legal Los
governor.
Angeles
I meant governor. Sorry.
To give her a vote?
Governor.
Republican. Got my vote!
Okay, so here's what's crazy. She's running as a Republican. She's always been a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
She's against gay marriage. Where do we live?
Oh, I love it!
She's a transgendered famous person who's against a part of a community that she is a part of, right? LGBTQIA.
Yes.
Or what is it now? It's LGBTQIA, whatever. And I mean, I'm not saying this in a disrespectful manner. Obviously, I don't know all the acronyms now because they've just added some new. She's a part of this community and she's against it.
Yeah.
That's the craziest,
the craziest
shit
thing.
I've ever heard in my fucking... I don't care that she's a Republican. I'm not saying that means as much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, how can you be against gay marriage? I don't understand.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't understand that as someone who isn't trans.
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck if gay guys want to get gay women. Who? I don't want to go to your wedding at all.
Yeah. I don't want to go to a heterosexual wedding.
They're fucking annoying.
Annoying.
I'm going to another. I got to go to another one.
Yeah.
I got to go to another one and I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
By the way, you want to ban gay marriage? Ban straight marriage too.
Yes.
Ban all marriage.
Yes.
I'm in. Fine.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Ban all marriage. Ban all marriage. Ban all marriage. Get rid of marriage. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah,
you never want to get married, right? Yeah,
no.
She said that. She's smart.
Good.
I don't know. How could you, against other people doing stuff? What kind of fucking bananas nonsense is that you're like, I don't like that those people want to do something.
No, it's ridiculous.
Mind your own business. You idiot. Anyway, I'm still going to vote for her.
Yes. Yeah, of course. I think
she'll. No, I do think she'll probably win. I genuinely mean that. I think she will just because of popularity.
For
alone.
Me, it's three R's: red, right, Republican.
Google Caitlyn Jenner. I want to see like her. Did she have a government website? Like a I'm running for. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes they do that. Where they have their
like
own,
a campaign website.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Let's see.
And by the way, we're going to get you out of here.
No, it's
been.
I think Caitlyn Jenner's hot.
Yeah,
I like her as a woman a lot.
Yeah, not as a man. Oh, see, look.
There it is.
Caitlyn for California. Caitlyn needs an honest leader with a clear... California needs an honest leader with a clear vision. Our campaign will be powered by everyday Californians who deserve leadership and accountable to them. So look at this. The donate box, 50, is jumping at you.
It's saying, pick me! Pick me!
Please.
Yeah.
Don't do five.
Should we
Don't
donate
do
to her?
Do 50.
Let's donate to her.
I'd give her, look at that number. Look at how weird this number is. 5, 25, 50, 100, 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, and then 32,400. Who fucked up on the website? Is that all? Is that like a number she needs left? That's like that's all we need to pay off this gambling debt.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe Baylor won. This doesn't make any fucking sense.
Should we give her? Should we give her 25?
Well,
what do you want
to
give her?
Let's do make this a monthly reoccurring donation. So make it monthly and just do the 32,400.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we remember the planets now. Just for a recap, what were the planets?
Go ahead.
Remember the acronym.
My very erotic mother.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
No, not who.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yes, who? Remember?
My very erotic mother.
Mm-hmm.
Something just suck nice.
Suck nice.
And the last P for?
Pussy.
Yes.
Should we have him take us home?
No.
Yeah, let's have you because you're a guest of the episode.
Okay, so then what's the thing? Because, well, I know Whiskey Ginger, you say one thing.
We always say thank you for being a bad friend together.
Okay.
But I want you to kind of look in your single and end it the way you want to end it, and then you have to say at the very end of whatever you're going to say, thank you for being a bad friend.
Okay. So thank you. Okay. Got it. Okay. I appreciate, Andrew, I appreciate you allowing me the chance to fill in. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to fill you up right after this. Rudy, it was a pleasure to be talked down to by you, and also Andres to be talked down to by you. I will be calling immigration. And how do we end it again?
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Okay. And of course, as always, I'd like to look right in the camera and tell you that QAnon is still accepting members. QAnon is still accepting members. And that's all I have to say. And Bobby Lee, if you don't come back, I'm going to take your job.
Yep.
Because your people have been taking mine, so now we're taking yours. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm a guy, right?
Yeah.
And I work at like a liquor store in New York.
Correct.
Okay.
In Harlem.
So yeah, I'm logging out. I'm closing the store. It's not a 24-hour place, right?
Right.
So I'm locking everything up, right? And it shows me like just walking with my backpack to my little squalor house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I live in the basement somewhere.
In Chinatown.
What?
You live in Chinatown.
Why does it? Okay. Anyway, I'm Chinese.
It just feels right.
All right, I'm Chinese.
Movie, you're Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll be Chinese for this.
I'll be black in the movie.
We'll rewrite. We'll write it. We'll rewrite it.
There,
yeah.
You live in the basement of a Chinese food
right,
store.
Right. So and then it just shows me like a little montage of me like cooking some ramen, right? Putting some ramen in, right?
Rat runs by.
Right. I'm by and a really rickety table.
Yeah.
Right. Sitting there, I'm slurping on the ramen. I'm watching something on TV, the news or something, mm-hmm. Right?
Rabbity or TV.
Right. There's a cut scene where I'm just kind of reading a book on a mat. That's where I sleep.
On the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, sad. This guy is so sad.
So sad, right? And then I plug in my iPhone, whatever. I have a phone, right?
Samsung. Samsung.
Okay. Gotta be Samsung? All right, Samsung. I plug in my Samsung.
Chinatown.
Right,
iPhone,
right,
Samsung.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Does it matter what kind of TV I'm looking at, or?
Toshiba.
Toshiba. Yeah.
A tube TV, no less. Like
right.
An old tube, not a flat screen.
So I assume just by your thinking,
correct.
I'm wearing a kimono.
100%. What else would you be wearing at your house?
So just, all right.
Out in public,
kimono,
you have street
I have
clothes.
All right.
Yeah.
Kimono, I have a sword.
A sword. And your hair is in a bun. Must be. And what's in it? What's holding your hair up?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks, that's correct.
Oh, you racist fuck. All right.
Come on.
Right.
Let's get back to where we want to be.
All right, for some reason, I'm wearing regular clothes.
You're wearing regular clothes
at the liquor store. But when I get home, there's got even montage where I put the kimono on. I put the chopsticks in my hair.
People will love it.
People love it. I have a Samsung Toshiba.
Samsung phone with Toshiba TV.
TV, right?
Right.
Oh shit,
okay,
right?
Okay, so you're slurping your noodles,
right,
then
right.
You lay on your mat.
I lay on my bamboo mat.
Your bamboo mat.
Bamboo mat, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then I wake up
right.
On an island.
You wake up crawling out of sand.
Crawling out of sand.
Yes. Naked, butt naked.
Butt naked,
yeah.
Right? How about I still have the chopsticks in my hair?
Oh, yeah.